Welcome to the school run. I'm taking my daughter with me to school across the city of Cork in Ireland. And I'm thinking about my intention to do a series of audiobooks about confidence and the confidence to podcast this week. And I missed yesterday, unfortunately, but I'm going to see what comes out today on the question of confidence. I think that confidence is this, to podcast, to make an audiobook, to use your own voice, or to make, submit any kind of audio to an audience, is the same as any form of confidence. It's like the tide. Sometimes your confidence is in, and sometimes your confidence is out. And it ebbs and flows in the natural course of life. Sometimes the tide stays in for a long time. You're full of confidence and you can do a lot of things with that emotion that we call confidence inside. And it's a very powerful emotion. It gives feelings of strength. It can be so strong that it gives feelings of invincibility, and that leads to other kind of problems. But a good tide in is very useful for productivity. It's very useful for doing anything. So what about podcasting, the confidence to do it? It applies to every type of podcast, including this particular podcast in the car. I'm thinking of Cyber Viking from Limerick, whose voice I've never heard, but who has shared a huge series of audio, which are ambient sound. Now, it takes confidence to put up a piece of ambient sound. At first, thinking about it, you might not think that there's any confidence involved. You just turn on the machine, whatever kind of recording device it is, and go, and then press a button to upload it. But when you think about the fact that you're putting up something, you're exposing yourself by putting up that particular thing. You're showing, you're making yourself vulnerable, you're showing other people the way you are. You're a curator, you're displaying your what the sounds that you choose to put up. And there's always a choice involved. You know, when to record, when not to record, where to record, where not to record. So you're revealing a lot about yourself by any form of sharing whatsoever. So that takes courage. That takes courage and confidence to make the choice. And there is always the choice to share or not to share. So it's very Hamletian, if you like, to be or not to be. And it's very binary as well. What will I say next in this particular audio? I'm going to make a choice of some sort. Perhaps the choice is unconscious. Perhaps the choice is conscious. That's also something that can change. But this, the confidence, the self-confidence that this series of audiobooks is about also applies to the self-confidence to put up a piece of ambient sound. I remember when I first recorded a sound in a shower. I hadn't ever heard anybody record a sound of themselves having a shower before. Audio boo from the shower. It was nervous, you know, it involved a certain amount of nerves. Fortunately, I think that day I had confidence. I had the confidence to do it. I found the confidence. After I'd done it once, it became easier to do it a second time. And then nowadays, it's very easy to put up audios from the shower. I remember doing it from a car, a moving car, driving a car. That felt like as if it was a bit risky, and it took a bit of confidence to do it.
Well, Dad, you shouldn't do it.
And my daughter doesn't think I should do it at all.
Because it can distract you.
And it could distract me. You're right, Grace. It could distract me from driving the car, but I don't let it distract me. I just talk. It's a bit like I'm talking to you. Okay. But you see, it's something that you can have voices outside and voices in your head saying, don't do it. Now, when you apply this to your own voice, it's more vivid. But I don't think it's any more real. I think it's any sharing of sound, any blogging, any letter writing, any speech requires confidence. That's why when you lose your confidence severely, you ultimately become unable to speak. So what about growing your confidence? I have a mantra I've used over and over again, which is practice, keep on doing it, start doing it. The first time will always be difficult, the second time will also be difficult. By the time you've done it a few times, things get transformed. I've heard people on Audioboo start making Audioboos, and over a period of time, I have heard the confidence grow in their voice. I've heard the relaxation come, and I've heard them just get on and do it. And all the voices that are around and will inevitably be around, like, oh, my voice isn't good enough, or people might not like my content of what I'm saying, or, you know, maybe they're, for the most part, they're quite weak in comparison with the voices that are inside saying, I don't like the sound of my own voice, I don't like what I'm saying, I don't believe what I'm saying, I'm not confident in what I'm saying. And, you know, when you're actually doing something in the early stages, they're very healthy voices to hear. They can be disabling, unfortunately, but they can also be very healthy, that they can have the effect of stopping us from becoming too cocky, stopping us from thinking that we're better than we are. And I'm going to go under the River Lee now, so the sound, I'll just let you hear the sound of driving under a river. Two-lane highway, if you like, in one direction, the two lanes in the other direction. But we were in a tunnel that had two lanes, concrete on both sides, and a slight curve. I don't know whether it was convex or concave. Anyway, there we are. So, a few thoughts on confidence on a Thursday morning. I'm remembering Zaki in Switzerland, who brought to my attention another point of view, which is that when we're very young children, adults are often very supportive. When we fall down, we're trying to stand. When we fall down, they pick us up, or they encourage us to try again, keep going. And I think that he's absolutely right to highlight that, because the more encouragement we give each other as adults to share audio, the better the flow of audio will be, the more interesting and the more valuable for everybody it will be. And the other last point in relation to this, which just comes to me at the last minute, which is that growing the confidence to podcast, share sound in whatever form, may well be terribly important for growing confidence in other spheres of life. It may actually help with public speaking. It may help with being assertive in conversations at home or in any other arena. So the knock-on implications of confidence gained in one area into another can be quite considerable. So it is possible that Audioboo as a space, a place, can be a place for growing confidence, which would have the knock-on effect in other important areas of our lives. I think that's about all I have the confidence to say now. So I'll wish you all a very good morning.